During the first week of the 2017-18 season, October 1st through the 7th, influenza activity remained at low levels across Florida, but it's expected to increase heading into the fall and winter months.
We usually say beginning the end of September through the end of April in that time frame.
Dr. John Lanza is director of the Florida Department of Health in Escambia County.
Flu is the flu. Anyone is susceptible to getting the flu, especially those who are younger or older and anyone that hasn't had the seasonal flu shot.
It's estimated that between 15% and 40% of the U.S. population develop flu-based illnesses every year. 114,000 are hospitalized and an average of 36,000 Americans each year die. But those numbers do not constitute a pandemic.
That's where the CDC has experience from previous years. They know what numbers to expect, and if it exceeds that specific number, and it varies from one year to the next, they have these curves of numbers of reported cases, and if it goes above that particular curve, then they say, well, it's an epidemic, or heaven forbid we have one of those pandemics.
This flu season, forget the nasal mist. Only flu shots are recommended. The vaccine this year targets three strains: A, Michigan; A, Hong Kong; and B, Brisbane.
The one that most people will get will be the so-called trivalent against three of the strains, of which the components will be very similar to what it was last year. We have to understand that the flu viruses change over time. They become just a little bit different, keep us on our toes.
Another vaccine that's available, quadrivalent, protects against those strains and an extra B virus.
Anyone can get it. It is recommended, perhaps, that the ones who are most at risk, definitely 65 and above, would more likely do better with the four-component vaccine than the three. But the three is recommended for all ages in either case.
As the new season gets underway, it was nearly 100 years ago that the Spanish flu swept across the globe during the First World War. The affliction hit America especially hard.
They didn't really understand what a virus was back then, so they were trying to identify bacteria that could have caused it by doing various lab techniques. But it wouldn't have made any difference anyhow because there was no treatment for viruses. There was no treatment for bacteria. Penicillin didn't really start until a few years later.
The story of the outbreak was told in the documentary Influenza 1918 on the PBS series American Experience.
You never knew from day to day who was going to be next on the death list.
There were so many people dying that you ran out of things that you'd never considered running out of before.
Before it was over, it almost broke America apart.
It was the first of two pandemics involving the H1N1 virus. The Spanish flu in 1918 infected a half billion people around the world, with fatalities ranging from 30 million to 100 million.
It was the worst epidemic this country has ever known. It killed more Americans than all the wars this century combined.
People didn't want to believe that they could be healthy in the morning and dead by nightfall.
Life expectancy in the United States alone dropped by about 12 years.
The source of your danger is your fellow human beings. The source of your danger is your wife, children, and parents.
They would put toe tags on before they were even dead.
It was out of a horror story.
If it happened once before, what's to say it's not going to happen again?
It did happen again. A second pandemic occurred in 2009 with H1N1 swine flu. But with better prevention and treatment techniques in place, just over 1,600 flu-related deaths were confirmed in the U.S. and not millions. Once again, Dr. John Lanza.
And I think that had a lot to do with the fact that our experiences from all of the previous pandemics were put together to develop this plan to prevent person-to-person transmission. And of course, within a few months after identifying the 2009-2010 version of H1N1, there was an effective vaccine out there.
And as always, prevention is the best medicine against influenza, along with any other disease.
Our mothers all told us, wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands. If you're sick, don't go to school. Don't go to work. If you do catch the flu, you need to stay at home. You need to take care of yourself, drink plenty of fluids, watch for any fevers, and treat that appropriately.
More info on the flu and flu season can be found at escambia.floridahealth.gov and at cdc.gov. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.